And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Something is totally out of kilter in academia. The University of North Carolina has raised a record $447 million in alumni gifts, donations, and endowment. I'd say we had a pretty loud year, boasted Chancellor Carol Folt to a throng of faculty and staff. Student debt has reached a staggering $1.2 trillion, even outpacing credit card debt. To put the magnitude of this debt in perspective, the U.S. spent $1.7 trillion to finance the Iraq War. It's an enormous drag on students and their families, and an albatross hung around our nation's economic neck. Here in North Carolina, the General Assembly has cut $697 million from the UNC system, only to be replaced by raising tuition costs and increasing further the painful burden of student loans. The effect is devastating. Graduating seniors are finding it difficult to land good, high-paying jobs, which is exacerbated by having to pay back loans averaging $30,000 plus interest. Even more troubling, those students who drop out before graduating can't even find a job that pays minimum wage. How are they to pay back their loans? So, what's to be done about the sad state of our higher educational system? Perhaps we should examine what's causing the high cost of education that is growing at a rate three times greater than inflation. Why not transfer a portion of the alumni largesse to subsidize student tuition? It could be in the form of scholarships or outright grants. Let's face it, if something isn't done now to remediate the crush of student debt, higher education will be affordable only to the rich. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.